our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. And I tell you what, man, it is spring break for all of us in the Scottsdale School District. So we are off this week, chilling, not doing anything, and it is nice to be off right now. And I just got a message from one of my guests here, so I'm checking that real quick. But it's good to be off, and I don't know what to do with myself right now. It's like I'm just relaxing, and I kind of like that. I kind of like that, having that time off. So, you know, this week is a big week for job openings that we see have come open. The basketball, we talked about it at the end of the show last week with John Perryman, that the basketball job openings are opening up. And actually, we've had two hirings that have completed, actually three, I think it is. We talked with Tom Salstein last week, and he is settling in over at Tempe High School, and that'll be a good place for him. We interviewed him, talked with him about the future of the program. And this week we're going to talk to two coaches who have just accepted jobs here locally, and we're going to talk to them about the directions of their programs. And we'll get into all that as the show progresses. And we're actually going to talk about this week ArizonaVarsity.com's end of the season rewards that they were handing out, like the teams, the all-state team and the all-Arizona team, that kind of stuff. But this week, John Perryman couldn't join us, so he's got some things going on. So we're going to address that next week. And also, I came up with a topic this last week that I was thinking about as we were prepping for the show today, and I want to do this with John Perryman, and I want some input from you as well. And I know John's been around Arizona for quite a long time for covering sports, so we're going to talk about this. I want to know, what are some of the best rivalries in the state of Arizona when it comes to basketball and football? What are some of the best state rivalries? And we can talk about those rivalries. We can talk about the history of rivalries. We can talk about key games. I mean, I know I've been a part of a couple major rivalry games here that, man, I tell you what, it's fun. It's fun to kind of be a part of it, Coronado and Arcadia. And we'll talk about all that stuff next week when he's actually able to join us. But this week we're going to focus more on coaching changes and what's happening. And there's lots of jobs that have opened up. And I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to see. As a matter of fact, let's talk about a couple of the jobs that are open right now. The first job that I mean, I guess it's not really a surprise, but the first job that just opened up here this past week that I heard rumor that might open, and all of a sudden, pop, there it was, is Notre Dame High School, Notre Dame Prep High School, formerly the former head coach there, who's been on the show several times, a very good friend of mine, Matt Harris, and then Chris Stark took over the program for him, and he's been there for, I think it's been 3 or 4 years now, and now that job has opened up again, so that's going to actually draw some suitors. I'm sure that Notre Dame job could be a good job. Chinle is still open, And as we look at some, as we look at the list here, Tolleson is also another job that I saw pop up this week. And Chad Doyle, the athletic director over at Tolleson, is going to be looking for a head basketball coach. Also, Boulder Creek. That should draw some pretty interesting applicants. I know several coaches who are putting in for that job. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then what's going to happen is once a job gets filled with a coach who's leaving another from one school to the next, then, you know, the whole carousel and tree will start to branch and go crazy then. We're having some technical difficulty here, and I'm trying to figure out how to help get this facilitated here. So let's do this. Go ahead and take us to a quick break. What we're going to do is take a quick break, see if we can handle some of these technical issues. And when we come back from the break, we'll have our coaches online, and we'll be able to talk to them about the future of their programs. This is the Coach's Corner. I am the coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network. Tired of the same mundane talk radio show, boring opinions, and people not knowing or telling the truth? Tune into The Sports Life with Josh and Otis. This show is brought to you by two men who know the good, the bad, and the ugly of professional sports. Josh and Otis's experience and careers in the NFL give them access to the inside information and a reason to have a candid opinion. Tune into the Voice America Sports Channel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific. The Sports Life with Josh and Otis. It's more than sports talk. It's a way of life.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely. Thanks for joining us. And I'm sorry about the technical difficulties there, but we had some issues with our guests actually being able to get through to the studio. Got that resolved. And first up, our first guest has just accepted the job over at Basha High School in a program that's kind of had some turmoil over the last couple years. And saw an exodus of talent and a whole bunch of stuff take place this season. But they got a young coach to come in who's got a lot of life in him and a lot of spirit and has got a great basketball mind. I want to welcome to the show Coach Mike Grothis. Mike, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, and congratulations, my friend. I'm so happy to see that you actually get a chance to sit at the helm and run a program.
Thank you. I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Now, you have put in a lot of work. Let's give the audience a little bit about your basketball background, man, because I know you, and I've known you for quite a while now.
Yeah.
But let's introduce you to the mass now. You know, you're on the air with a lot of people listening all across the country and internationally, as a matter of fact, too. So we're talking about your basketball background, Mike Grothas, who is now taking over the Basha High School program. Mike, start at the beginning. How'd you get into coaching?
Well, I was fortunate enough to, when I was in high school, I was able to play for, you know, one of the best coaches probably Arizona's had a chance to see in Tom Bennett. And just from at a young age, I knew that, you know, basketball, I was always passionate about it. I loved to play. I grew up playing, you know, as a kid, always outside playing all sports, but basketball just meant so much to me. And then going to Gilbert High School and, you know, just being lucky, just, you know, while he was there, just having the opportunity to learn from him and just see the game in kind of a different form, just, you know, was amazing. So I knew then in high school, I knew I wanted to coach and always stay in or do something affiliated with basketball. And our senior year, we were fortunate enough. We had a great team. We won the state championship 2003. Then from there, I knew, I was good enough to play in college. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't a superstar or anything. Just a guy who, you know, was able to work hard and find a way. But I was recruited out of high school to a small school in North Dakota, you know, Jamestown College. So it was coming from born and raised in Arizona and going up to North Dakota was quite a shocker. So a little different for me, but after I played there for 1 year and then decided to come back home to Arizona, and I was able to get an opportunity to play at Grand Canyon University. I played there for 3 years. I had a great experience, met my soon-to-be wife. We get married April 12th, so we're excited about that. And then from there, I was just able to use college basketball as an avenue just to kind of further my coaching career. And from there, I was able to be the grad assistant there after I was done playing. And during that time, Sam Ballard came over and was an assistant there. And we had kind of known each other through high school, playing against Mountain Point. And the coaching tree kind of going back. I played for Coach Bennett. Coach Ballard played for Coach Urey. And so we kind of, you know, were able to get to know each other and, you know, able to just to talk basketball every day with him was just so amazing. And our philosophies are very similar. And during that time, Coach Ballard got the Mesa job and asked me to come over and be his assistant. And, you know, I was just so honored and excited about that opportunity. I was there for 5 years and loved every minute of it. Learned so much on a day-to-day basis. He let me do some amazing things and really was very hands-on with that program. And just so thankful for him for the opportunities that he gave me, and just excited to move forward now. And when the Basha High School position came open, I thought it's always been a great program, great opportunity, and so I was fortunate enough to be able to interview and get that position. So here we are now.
So now, Mike, as you take over this program, it's your first head coaching job,
mm-hmm.
and you step into the lion's den, my friend. I mean, it's not like you're taking a program that hasn't had its fair share of craziness happening around it. What's one of the first things you plan on doing, man?
Well, the first thing I wanted to do was start to put together my staff. You know, I've been, like I said, been so fortunate to be around some great coaches, and they've, you know, have just instilled and taught me that, you know, staff is the most important thing to have. And so I began working on that, just trying to get a good staff together that's going to work hard and kind of have the same goals that we want to do, that we want to, you know, get our philosophy in place over there at Basha. And then now we're just in the process. I was fortunate enough to meet with the guys on Friday, which was awesome. Great group of young men. Really look forward to working with them. And now we're just kind of planning out the next couple of months here. Maybe an opportunity to put together some workouts over there. They have a good basketball PE class, so we'll take a look there and start to work together in the summertime with some camps, some team camp opportunities, and summer leagues or some scrimmages. We're still trying to piece it all together.
Okay. Now, Talk to us a little bit. Now, I knew you when you were a grad assistant over at Grand Canyon when you were working with Scott Mossman. And that's when we really got to know each other. And for those of you who don't know, Mike is one of the hardest working assistant coaches that I've seen in a long time. He really puts in a lot of the hours and grinds it out and really focuses on the game itself and on the particulars, the little things, the little nuances about the game. So now, with that being the case, Mike, I'm going to ask you this question, and maybe you can answer it now, maybe you can't. But in looking at how the program has, you know, the whole program has been in turmoil. And with that being the case, you're going to have to go in, and it's going to take a strong personality to really set the ship straight. I mean, you know, it takes a certain talent to be able to be a head coach, but it takes even a stronger personality to take a program that's been up and down and through, what, 4 or 5 coaches in the last 7 or 8 years to really just say, enough's enough, here we go, let's move forward with this and let's take it. What approach are you taking as a young coach that you think is going to impact that situation?
Well, I mean, we're just going to get in there, and I mean, like you said, I mean, I've only, you know, throughout my whole my playing career and coaching career, I was never as a player, never the most, athletic, never the most talented. The one thing that was always instilled in me, you know, from my family growing up, and then through the coaches that I've had, is hard work. Is just to get in there, you know, keep your nose down and just get busy. I mean, we have a great opportunity. I think I think kids want to be coached. I think the kids, you know, want to be in a position to learn the game, and that's where I hope to come in and pay everything forward that I've been able to learn and continue to learn. I mean, I'm a young coach. I've been so blessed to be around some of the greatest coaches, you know, in Arizona with Coach Bennett, Coach Ballard, Coach Urie. I mean, it's just so humbling to be around those guys every time you get an opportunity to learn from them. I mean, every time I talk to them, I you're always picking up something new. It's just so fascinating to have conversation with them. And I know they're in my corner, and then anything I need from them, they'll be there for me. But you know, from what they've taught me, and I just intend to put that into place over at Basham. Look forward for the opportunity. And like I said, I mean, we're going to work hard. There's no question about it.
What style of basketball are we going to see from your team?
Well, as you always know, I mean, we're going to get after on the defensive end, and that's the first thing I told those guys. I mean, that's the one thing that was able to always kind of keep me on the floor. On that end, I think if you defend and rebound, and you know, you're always going to have a chance to be in a ball game. So, with that said, we will always do that. That's what we'll be known for over at Basha. Offensively, I mean, it just you know, we're going to have to do some evaluating, see where we're at, see what our strengths are, see what we do. I know we've got some good young players over there that do some good things, so I'm looking forward to really seeing what we're going to be able to do. And, you know, from then on, I'll make a decision on how offensively what our best approach is. You know, you can't just go into, you know, a Kentucky Derby and bring any type of horse. You better know what you're doing over there. So, I mean, we're not going to. If we don't have those type of players, we'll figure out a way to be in a game. I guarantee that. I think players really appreciate the opportunity to be put in a position to win a ball game, and so that's what we're going to do over at Basha.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit. Have you gotten a chance to see your schedule for next year?
I did. I saw it briefly on Friday when I was able to meet with the guys and then meet with the administration over there at Basha, which is just it's phenomenal. They're so top notch over there. It's been a great experience with them so far. But sitting down with Mr. Rincon, he showed me our sectional schedule and then our freedom games, as they call them. So it's definitely, I mean, I love the opportunity about Basha is playing at the highest level. That's how I always, you know, I want to play against the best. I want to measure up, see where we're at. And, you know, seeing that the section is very tough, you know, with Gilbert, Corona, obviously, Mesquite, Hamilton, just some Mountain Point. Just, I mean, you can go on and on. I mean, there's some great teams in the section. Looking forward to that, and then some of the non-sectional games we have. I know we have Cibola, Marana Mountain View, Casa Grande was on the schedule, Ironwood Ridge. So definitely it's gonna be a tough schedule, but we're gonna work to prepare ourselves and be ready to go.
And now talk to me about the what is it called, the Freedom Games or Friendship Games, or I can't remember what they're it's a new title all of a sudden they're talking about it. What are you? Who are your games scheduled against? Those free games.
The, those games were, you know, the ones I think we're the non-sectional games that we have. I mean, they were just our athletic director put them together. We're with Marana Mountain View. I know we open up. We have Cibola, Casa Grande, Iron Woodridge. I think there's two other. There's six total.
Okay.
That I know, and I don't have the schedule on me.
Okay,
but,
that's all right.
You're able to have those games, and so we're put those. Yeah, I think Marco Steniza is another one.
Wow. Okay. So that should be fun, man. I know you're looking forward to it.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I wish we were able to start working tomorrow, but you know it's a process. We're going to take our time and you know make sure we have some things in place before we get after it, though.
Okay. So now, are you going to be working on campus?
Yes, I will be teaching PE over there.
Excellent, because that makes all the difference in the world, being on the campus, being able to see the kids daily in the classes, in the hallways, and stuff like that. It's outstanding.
Oh, no question about it.
Well, hey, you know what? Congratulations, buddy. I'm very happy for you. You know, you deserve it, and it's past due.
Thanks, Coach. I really appreciate it. And, I'm looking forward to seeing you at some games this year.
Absolutely. All right, so what we're going to do is that was Mike Grothis, who's the new head basketball coach at Basha High School, and he's taken over a program. It's kind of had some turmoil, a lot of turnover in the last several years, and hopefully this will be a point in time where we can look back and say, okay, they settled in, they got a nice young coach, given him the opportunity to build something there, and it'll be 6, 7, 8 years before there's another change. Because I think that was a great hire. He's a good kid, and he's got a great basketball mind, and just needs now time to build a program. And you know what? With the athletic director out there, Brent Rankin is a good guy. He's very solid, understands the game, understands that it takes time to build, and I think he's been looking for a coach that will be solid and stable for his program as well. So I think that's a good match, and I wish them both good luck. Next up, we've got a veteran coach who's been around for a while, has won a couple state championships, and led several teams to very successful records here in the Valley, and he now takes over a program that is a loaded program to a certain extent. They have a lot of great athletes over the years, and now brings in a coach with a little experience and a different view of the game. We're going to welcome to the show Coach Mark Nold. Coach, are you there?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding, Coach. Thanks for joining us. I know you're over there hanging out in San Diego right now.
Yeah, living the life. It's tough over here. North Coronado, I got a chance today to go up and see a good friend of mine at UCSD, head coach at UCSD, Chris Carlson, and visit with him for a couple hours. So, yeah, having a great time over here so far.
Good, good. All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the Chandler job.
I appreciate it.
And, you know, the first question I got to ask you, Coach, is I know that you left Perry last year, and you took over a soon-to-be program that everybody was really excited about, hearing more and more about, was Arizona College Prep. And then now you're back in the public school setting at Chandler High School. What facilitated the shift?
Well, last year, about this time, I was finishing up my principal certificate and had an opportunity to go over and be an athletic director right away and still keep some coaching, a coaching title as well. And that's our newest school in the Chandler District, and it's a smaller school, high academic school. And I had a great experience this year building a high school athletic program from the ground up on the smaller school level, and learned a great deal about administration. But I also found out this past year that who I am at the root, and that is a coach, and I want to coach at the highest level.
Okay, and that's not surprising, Coach. I mean, all of us could have told you were a coach. We can't see you as an administrator, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can do it, but you're a coach. You need to be on the sidelines. You need to be roaming around and doing your thing. Talk to me about Chandler High School and why Chandler. With all the jobs that started to open up around the Valley, and, you know, there's years where it just seems to be turnover after turnover in games, and schools open up after other schools close. And why'd you pick Chandler?
Well, you know, Chandler presents an opportunity that's very unique to me. I think it's an opportunity that I'm looking very forward to. And there's a chance to build something really special there. it's in our district. I wanted to stay in our district. And when that job opened, you know, I think that for years they've been good but not great. And we're trying to go in there and build a program that not is only one of the tops in the East Valley but in the state of Arizona. And, you know, I think we can do that. You know, I'm looking at programs where I want to, first and foremost, we can win at. And, you know, my goal in coaching anyway is to influence as many athletes as I can and make them better men when they graduate. I think we can do all those things at Chandler High.
Well, and for those of you who don't know Coach Nold, Coach Nold was at Apollo High School and won, what, two state championships there, or was it three?
We won three. 05, 06, 07. You know, Scott, Chandler reminds me a lot of about like Apollo. Same culture and diversity, same kind of demographics, and it's exciting.
And then moved from Apollo over to Perry High School when Perry High School just had opened up. And that's when I got a chance to get to know Coach Nold because he would come into the Arcadia gym with all these studs. And I'd look, wait, where is this team coming from? And took that program from an infant to a mature phase where now they're still a very tough program every year.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a great time at Perry, 5 years we spent there, and starting at the JV level, and then all 4 years we were there, we were fortunate to have the opportunity to qualify for the state playoffs, and that program is going to be good for years to come. They have some great kids. I love to death over there, still playing, and I wish them all the best.
Well, good. So now, Coach, talk to us about Chandler and what we can expect to see over there.
Well, I mean, the first thing, I met with the kids on Friday. We got a great group of young men over there that are eager to get to work right away, and, you know, same thing is my programs have always been about. Our programs is just structured, disciplined, really hard on the defensive end of the floor. You know, we still have to evaluate some players over there to see what we have. Because I'm a big believer, you've got to adjust to who you have. You can't just throw a style out there and expect them to adjust to you sometimes. So we're going to evaluate here the rest of the spring and summertime and hopefully play a lot in the summer, not only in our skills camp every day, but our team camps. And, you know, for the offensive end, we've got some good nucleus back from the last year's varsity team and some good young kids coming up in the program as well. So we're going to evaluate right away and see what we have. But obviously, we want to rebound, we want to play defense, and we've got to have some toughness.
As I was looking at your roster here, you've got a decent group of kids coming back that were juniors this past season. You've got what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I think 7 juniors, and you didn't have any sophomores. There was no sophomores on the rosters. But talk to me a little bit about what you see that's there that you know, you have something to build on.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a couple of big kids, Cameron Casey, Marco Morales, who led, I think, the state in three-point percentage this year. Got some great young kids coming up, some freshmen that play JV. And, you know, I think we have – a nucleus, like I said, to have not only some players that can put the ball in the hole, but some also guys who can step up and play a great role for us over there and deliver what we need to deliver.
Okay, so what we have to do, though, is we have to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we'll have more with Coach Mark Nold. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fan's perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
If you want to talk about the East Coast sports scene, particularly from the Southeast, make sure you tune in to the Jeff Owen Show every Tuesday. Yeah, we'll talk about some of the other teams and news that's out there, but host Jeff Owens and co-host Tasha Humphrey know the inside and out of the Georgia college sports world, and they were born there, raised there, and still live the scene. We'll talk about every sport imaginable. Tune in on Tuesday at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. in the West, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely. Right now we're joined by Mark Knoll, the new Chandler High School Wolves head basketball coach. And we're talking about, you know, the transition now into the Knoll era and the potential that Chandler has at this point. I mean, Chandler has always had a lot of talent. And those of you who follow the Valley basketball scene knows that Chandler has been one of those teams that's always had a lot of great athletes. And now you put a man like Mark Knoll at the helm of that program, and there's some teams in the East Valley that are going, oh, great. So let's talk a little bit more about, Coach, what do you plan on doing with these guys during the summer? Because this is going to be different than what I think they've experienced in the past, because I know you, and I know you like to get out and do things. So let's talk about some of the plans you have for
this summer. I was telling the kids Friday, I'm real big on spending Monday through Thursday in a skills camp. We're going to work a lot on fundamentals, weights. I don't think they've been introduced to a weight program like we're going to put in. And just get after it as far as some round robins during the week with some other high schools and some team camps on the weekend. Exactly what our schedule is going to be, we've committed to a couple things. I know we're going to do Mark Beasley's and Tom Saltine's tournament at the end of the month in June. Over
the best
at,
and best
at
of summer
high, but other than that, we're trying to put the rest of the schedule together. We'll probably play 3-4 weekends in gym.
Okay, so you're gonna have to keep me posted on your schedule for the summer so I can get out and see you guys play a little bit, because I'm gonna want to check this team out and check out what
Absolutely.
You got going on over there. Now, Coach, this next season, have you had a chance to look at your schedule and see who's on the schedule? And did you have any input on the friendship games? Or was that already
I didn't
done?
Have any input. I have seen the schedule briefly. I haven't studied it, but I know it's going to be challenging, like a lot of schedules out there. But, you know, we're going to be ready come November. It's a process, and we've got to start the process right away to ensure our kids are ready to go come November, because it will be a challenging schedule.
Right. And I know Chandler didn't get a chance to make it to the state playoffs this year, but those of you who are Wolves fans, I don't think you're going to be waiting too long for that to take place again. So, well, Coach, I want to thank you for joining us. Is there anybody out there you want to give some props to, some thanks to?
I would just like to congratulate Mike down in Basha for getting that job. I think he's going to do an awesome job down there. Michael Worth over at Campo Verde, and you know, all the guys for getting new jobs, stepping in, and you know, in this past season we've had a great some great coaching jobs that sometimes go unnoticed. I think Todd did a great job with his kids over at Desert Mountain, and of course Sammy repeating with his team. Great jobs by all those guys.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Scott.
All
anytime.
Right. All right. Go have fun with the family, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye. That was Coach Mark Knoll, who's the head coach now at Chandler High School. And, you know, as he was talking about in his closing remarks, he was saying, you know, Mike Worth being named the head coach over at Campo Verde. We were going to actually have Coach Worth on the phone today, but it's not yet official. He hasn't officially been hired yet. still have to go through, I guess, all the paperwork and signed off at the district level and everything. So hopefully next week he'll be able to join us, because he was definitely scheduled to be on today to talk about his program and the direction that he plans on going. And so definitely want to give him props, but want to hold off on that until next week when we give him some love on the show today, on the show next Monday. Now, as I'm looking at, just a couple quick thoughts here, as I'm looking at these two hires. First and foremost, you have Chandler High School always has athletes. I mean, always has athletes. Now, you take a basketball mind like Coach Nold, who is very high basketball IQ, has a very structured, disciplined program that he puts in. And you heard he's talking about skill drills and weights and things like that. That's going to significantly shift the face of that Chandler High School basketball team. And what we really need to do is, as you look at that program, you're going to start to see the transition. And the transition is going to go away from a free flow, loose style of basketball to more of a structured style of basketball. And it's going to become more and more consistent. And see, that's the thing that a lot of people don't pay attention to. When you are paying attention to basketball teams, you have to look at the style of play, and you have to determine, is it a consistent style of play? This is going to be a program that's going to have a consistent style of play. You're going to see athletes get stronger. You're going to see athletes making smarter decisions. You're going to see athletes perform within the structure of a program, and that is going to make that Chandler program very, very dangerous. So that's a great hire. That's a great hire by the Chandler administration over there. Wow. Now you look at Basha, who's always had athletes. You know, of course, the story about Torin Jones and Jerron Hopkins and Maurice Kirby and all the athletes that have come in there. But even before those guys came into the school, there were kids walking around that campus that were athletes and that could have competed. But as a result of those players coming in, chose not to play or chose to transfer, chose to leave, whatever. And so we've heard the stories about Basha and how Basha's program has been in turmoil. Well, guess what? With this young coach being hired, Mike Grothis is a very hard-working basketball coach. This kid he puts the shorts on, puts the shoes on, goes in the gym, and works, studies. This guy spends hours watching basketball. As an assistant at Mesa, he was always scouting, looking at players, checking out who can play, who can't play. I mean, he's a student of the game. Now, you take a student of the game and you put a student of the game in a situation where he's now a head coach of a program that has athletes on the campus, he's not going to pull kids from all over the place. He's just going to take the kids he has, and he's going to build his program. And that's how basketball should be working. And so now you're going to see a transformation of that Basha program from the all-star basketball program to put the shorts on, bring the lunchbox, go to work, and get it done. It's going to be a high school basketball program in very much in the same mold as Gilbert High School and what Jay Casario has done over there. So you're going to see this program, because remember, this is a branch of the tree, coaching tree of Tom Bennett. Now, this is going to be a very structured program. Over the next several years, you'll see it start to take shape, and it'll start to grow. And with the administrative support, it will become a very successful program in the East Valley, which is what they want. So these were two excellent hires. Excellent hires. So now here's the question. As we start to look at some of the jobs that are still open, will you see more and more athletic directors go the same route these two athletic directors have done, where they're hiring the guys who are building programs, or are they going to go for sexy hires? You know, I mean, and when I talk about sexy hires, I'm talking about those guys that come in and sell the sizzle instead of the meat, you know, and want to build a program instead of bringing in their own AAU or talent clubs, you know, the club scene and building a program that can compete for a short period of time, but typically fizzles out. So it's now going to be interesting how schools like Tolleson, what decisions they make, Boulder Creek, what they do with their job. I mean, there's several schools that now we have to sit and watch. Notre Dame Prep. Notre Dame Prep is a school that could definitely have a very solid base put together in a very short period of time and build a very strong program with the right hire. with the right hire. So it's going to be interesting to see now how these start to take shape. And here's where it really gets fun. Once these jobs start to open up, now you look at the two jobs that we just talked about. You look at the three jobs that we've spoken of the last 2 weeks. You look at Tempe High School, went to a former head coach who was now assistant coach. So that didn't open up a job. You look at Chandler hiring Coach Mark Nold, went to a former head coach that was an athletic director in the administrative part and then left to go back into coaching, didn't vacate a job. You look at Mike Gruthus, who was over at Mesa Community College, didn't end up vacating a job. So it didn't perpetuate the tree. So there wasn't a coach that left that opened up a job. So now you have to see what happens with these other schools and whether or not we end up with coaches who are coming from other places and taking different jobs and who's going to open up. I mean, don't forget, we still have Red Mountain High School that's open. We still have Chinle that's open. We still have Boulder Creek that's open. Tolleson that's open. I mean, we've got some jobs that are open. I'm going to tell you, of the jobs that are open right now, Boulder Creek, if I was to list those jobs in order, you know what? I'm not going to do that right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to list the jobs in order, in the order I think that are the best jobs after this break. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you the jobs I think are some of the jobs in the order that I would rank them. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. We'll be right back after these messages.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests a chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely. And right now I told you I would rank the schools in order of the jobs that I think are open, that I think are good jobs. And you know, as I'm looking at this list right here, you know, we've got Boulder Creek, Skyline, Campo Verde, Chinle, North Point. You've got Red Mountain and now Notre Dame Prep. Seven jobs that are still open. Now, as I'm looking at these jobs, I'm going to rank them in the order that I believe I would look at them and why, okay? And I'm going to start from the bottom up. And I'm going to say that, to me, I think the Chinle job has to be number seven. And the reason I think Chinle is number seven, I think they've got a beautiful facility. Those of you who haven't seen the facility, you need to Google it and check it out. It's an absolutely unbelievable arena. And from what I understand, they pack it out all the time. It's got to be a great atmosphere to play high school ball in. But as a coach there, you're going to have to travel a whole bunch to play. I mean, every road trip is a long road trip. And then you go from this big, beautiful arena down to a high school gym. So it's just – and it's small ball. I'm you know, just being honest, it's small ball. So it doesn't have the attractiveness that some of these other ones would have. I would say North Point would be number six for me. And the reason I think North Point is number six is because – again, small school, but it has potential. You can bring athletes in because it is a charter school. You can develop a program from the 7th and 8th graders and pull them from other areas. And so it has a potential to be a decent job. But then again, small ball. You look at I said Campo Verde, but Campo Verde is filled. So North Point would be number five. Chinle would be number six. Skyline is the little brother of Red Mountain, Mesa, Westwood. And so really it hasn't ever really taken off. I mean, Coach Worth did a great job there. But I think it's kind of capped out. It's really not going to grow out in that area much as far as residents and population. So you're not going to get a whole bunch of new kids coming in. There's not going to be this whole infusion of new students into the school. So I'm not quite sure that job has the appeal to it that some of these other jobs might have. Boulder Creek, I think Boulder Creek's a very attractive job. I would put Boulder Creek in the top three. I would also put Red Mountain in the top three and Notre Dame in the top three. Now, how those three shake out, I'm not quite sure. It has a lot to do with administrative support, has a lot to do with schedule, and it has a lot to do with the numbers. You know, I mean, how many of those kids are coming back? Boulder Creek was a very good job. Randy Walker did a good job up there. So you know there's a foundation there. You know that there's a lot of opportunity for that program to continue to grow. But there's got to be a reason why he left that job. So that's got to cause some concern for the next person stepping into there. Why would a coach like Randy Walker, who's been able to do some very good things in the past, leave Boulder Creek after he had gotten that program rolling? Now, I understand he lost a couple players. He lost one to Westwind Prep, the national national prep team. But still, there should have been something else that you know, after putting something in place for a long time, you know, you've got something to build on. Why walk away from it without having seen it grow to the level that you thought it could grow to? Now, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't challenging for him anymore, so he's going to take a challenge on elsewhere. So we'll see where he lands. My suspicion, it's going to be in the West Valley, and it's going to be Desert Edge. But we'll see. So we'll see. So I was talking about Boulder Creek and then Notre Dame Prep. Notre Dame Prep, gosh, and I can't tell you, between Boulder Creek, Red Mountain, and Notre Dame Prep, which one of those three and what order I would put them. But here's what I'm thinking about Red Mountain. Greg Sessions has done an amazing job out at Red Mountain. I mean, any coach that can, in his career, have a 60-win percentage, that's a good coach. That's a great program that he put in place. He built a solid program. Every year, that program was right there. It was in the mix. But then again, Red Mountain was the little brother of Mesa. You know, I mean, it's not Mountain, you know, Mesa. It's not Mountain View. It's on the outskirts. It's just outside looking in. And I don't know what it takes to get that program over the hump. And this is one of those programs that really, in order to take that job, you really have to get a look inside the program to see what's there. I don't understand why the administration decided to go a different way. Doesn't make sense. You got a guy who's winning 60% of his games. Which way can you go? Find somebody who gets 80% of their games. There aren't any coaches out there that do that. Find somebody who wins seven out of 10 games. Very few coaches do that. 60% is a very good win percentage, and Coach Sessions is a very good basketball mind. And I did a couple of the games out there at Red Mountain this year. They had a very talented team. Just ran into kids who were bigger and stronger in certain situations and lost. They could have easily been in the playoffs this year and done well, but – you know, fell short on a couple situations. Good returning crew. I don't know if Sessions, the point guard, stays there, being the coach's son. I don't know if he stays there or if he decides to leave and go somewhere else. I don't know. I mean, so what do you get coming off of the roster from last year that you can build with? Notre Dame Prep, North Scottsdale has consistently pulled athletes from the Scottsdale School District, which you know, we all know Scottsdale Schools has some pretty decent athletes, but they've been down, and they've been down now for 3 or 4 years, and Coach Stark, you know, was asked to step down this year, and there's some issues there that really you're going to have to go in and you're going to have to rebuild that program from scratch. You're going to have to tear it down and rebuild it. It's not even a remodel. It's a rebuild. How quickly you could do that, not quite sure. Especially you have to consider the economic situation. I know that this is some of the impact that or some of the things that influence what's going on over at St. Mary's and Brophy. The financial status in this country today, people don't have, you know, the money to pay for the private schools when they feel that their kids can get the same thing at public schools. So there's a little bit of an indifference about sending your kid to one of those private schools. Now, I know for the diehard private school families, that's not a case. I mean, they'll send their kid to Notre Dame, they'll send their kid to Brophy, they'll send their kid to St. Mary's, and that's it, period. They'll send their kid to Seton Catholic, that's it, period. But there's not the scholarship opportunities that used to be in existence, you know, so it makes it a little bit harder. So if you look at Boulder Creek, you look at Red Mountain, you look at Notre Dame, those are two of the top three out of the 5, 6, 7 programs that are still open at this point. Now it's going to be interesting to see who they choose to hire and what that opens up across the valley, because I can tell you this right now, there's rumors right now flying around about certain coaches that are going to leave and jobs that will open up. And if those rumors come to pass, wow, next Monday we're going to have a hot show. So I want to thank you guys for listening. This has been interesting talking with two new coaches that have taken over different programs. One brand new coach, one returning to the bench after being away for a year. And it's going to be fun watching them do what they do, watching Coach Noel build a program again, and watching Coach Grothaus build his program for the first time. And I want to thank them for joining me today. I want to thank you for listening. Remember, leave it better than you found it. This is the Coach's Corner, and I'm out of here. Peace.
The game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.